Remember, the RSF, it was the creation of the Muslim Brotherhood in 2013. You know, based on the war in Darfur, they created the Janjaweed, and they renamed it to become the Rapid, forces. This is which we now have the RSF, right? And they treated it as part of the army. And, Al-Bashir used to say, Hamiditi is my protection. In Arabic, Hamiditi is Himayati. So he used to say this. So that is, you see, a parallel military apparatus, which is non-professional, but became legalized by the Al-Bashir government. Later on, after the popular uprising in Sudan in 2019, they agreed to keep, the power, those in power, to save themselves by sacrificing Al-Bashir. And here we have unholy alliance between the SAF and RSF.
Correct.
And you can see from the formation that Al-Burhan became the chair of the Sovereignty Council, and his vice chair is Hamiditi.
Yeah.
But I think now it was, we turn it to another phase of conflict in Sudan, which is the struggle for power.
Yes.
Who is going to succeed?
Yeah, let's look at this new phase of conflict in Sudan. In your writings and in your thinking, what are some of the drivers of this conflict right now? There's the involvement of the Middle East in Sudan. There is, influence of Egyptian involvement in Sudan. How do you unpack that puzzle?
Jean, every civil war attracts foreign intervention. And if you look at Sudan, the geography of Sudan, it's a very vast, surrounded with seven neighbors, and five of them suffering from instability. And some of them have civil war. If you look at Eritrea, if you look at Ethiopia, where there is an ongoing war, if you look at Chad, Central Africa, the Republic of Central Africa, all these countries, they have a say. They have even the African say. They have interest in Sudan. Not only Egypt, not only Libya or the Middle Eastern country. Because, look, the geostrategic location on the Red Sea. So you will have, of course, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf States, Russia, Iran. So you have many drivers. So as long as the war is continued in Sudan, the more involvement of the foreign, drivers, those who have interest. It's a year now, and it is forgotten.
Why do you think the war in Sudan or the conflict in Sudan is forgotten? I mean, there are people who are speaking about it every day. Why do you think it's a forgotten war?
No, because it is not a priority. If you look at the United States, that the priority is the war in Ukraine. The second priority is the war in Gaza. So nobody cares about Sudan. But the moment that Iran came in, and it seems like the course of the world being changed because of the intervention of Iran, then it gets the attention of the United States. That, as you can see, they appointed a new representative of the United States in Sudan, John Prelio, where the United States changed its strategy to Sudan. And now there is a kind of momentum in order to solve the conflict in Sudan by bringing the humanitarian track, along with the political track. So that there was, as you remember, there was a kind of separation between the two tracks, where you have Jeddah platform focused mainly on how to bring a truce you know, in Sudan, while the other was talking about how to deploy humanitarian assistance to, you know, infected the conflict area in Sudan.